Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing today, sir? My name is Tony. I'm doing great, thank you for asking. And I'm glad to hear you're doing pretty good yourself. My name is Tony from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota Newswatch and the Key Estman Center for Democracy to provide accurate public opinion of citizen preferences to better inform policymakers in the states. Now, are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. And are you a Democrat, Republican, or independent? Or other party?
Republican.
And now, there is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that would provide for the regulation of abortion based on stage of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first trimester, it would prevent the state from regulating abortions. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonably related to the physical health of the mother. During the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman according to her physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
There should be no abortion whatsoever.
So you would oppose it. Would that be correct?
The way you got it written there, it's a start, but it ain't what we need.
Okay. So would you support it or oppose it?
This proposal there, the way you said it there, it doesn't go far enough.
Okay. Another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, would be on the same primary ballot, and the top two vote getters would advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
So there'd be, wouldn't be party primary.
Yeah, they are proposing that to establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races, regardless of party, will be on the same primary ballot, and the top two vote getters would advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose that?
I support that.
Okay. A proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would eliminate the state's 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
Depends on how they offset it. They do it with a...
Okay. So...
a different tax. Depends on how they offset it, how they pay for it.
So would you support or oppose it, or you'll be undecided?
I'd be undecided until I had more information.
Understandable,
if
sir.
If they had a state income tax, then I'd be opposing it, so.
Okay. Now, would you support or oppose a change in state law to create a school voucher system which would allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school?
I'd support it.
Thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump, or the support of Trump is not a factor in your decision?
I'd only vote for a candidate that supports Trump.
So you will only vote, okay, all right. Again, thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, if Donald Trump is convicted of criminal charges, how would that affect your vote regarding candidates that continue to support Trump? Will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump? More likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump, or support of Trump is not a factor in your decision?
Would only support a candidate that supports Trump and the judicial system.
Now, we would like to ask you a few questions about the health of democracy. In general, how confident are you that American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not at all confident.
Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or not?
Outcome I know it is, or the outcome that the media says is.
Well, did
Joe Biden? Joe Biden didn't. I do not.
So we can. So, okay. How much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following: local election officials in your county? A great deal, a fair amount, not much, no trust at all.
In my county, I 100% trust them.
So a great deal or a fair
great
amount?
Deal.
Okay.
Great deal.
What about election officials in Republican states?
Throwing all the Republican states together, I don't trust them.
Okay, so you would say not much trust, no trust at all. Okay, election officials in Republican states. So not much trust.
When you throw all the states together in one, I have still to say none. Yep. Not much.
All right. What about state election officials in South Dakota? Do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount? Not much. Not trust at all.
I have to say fair amount.
What about election officials in Democratic states?
No trust at all.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? There is no current threat to American democracy. American democracy is being tested. American democracy is under attack.
Under attack.
Please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American cultures and values. Would you agree strongly somewhat or disagree with it strongly or somewhat?
Violent, I disagree.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Do you agree or disagree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disagree on that with violence.
If you don't mind me asking, sir, what is your age?
58.
Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you very much for helping me complete this survey. Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too.